Just a wee word or two, please, just now, to the boys and girls in the meeting this morning, and to all who are young at heart. Recently at home, we received some good news. We got a letter through our door from a group who are described as a Ballygowan Parent and Toddler Committee. Now, this was good news, as I say, for all the boys and girls where we live, Ballygowan, just about half an hour from where we are this morning. And it was news of a new children's playground that was going to be built in our immediate area. And this is the questionnaire that we got, just a set of questions and a number of answers, and we've been asked to reply to the various questions that have been asked. And I thought it was really good to receive a letter like this. One, that you know what's going on in your own town, and two, that the boys and girls are going to get a new park, because the park we have certainly could do with being replaced. But one of the questions that's asked on this questionnaire is, how often do you use the playground in Ballygowan? I don't use it too often, but I suppose it's talking about children and younger people, and there are a set of answers to the question: daily, twice a week, weekly, once a month, less frequently, or never. And then another question, who do you currently take to the playground in Ballygowan? If more than one of each of these groups, please state how many. 0 to 4 years of age, 5 to 8 years of age, 9 to 12, or 13 plus. And then another question that we have that we need to answer is, what would you prefer the playground to be made from? That is, the surface of the playground. Would you like it to be made of tarmac? Would you like it to be made of bark? Bark's probably softer than tarmac, I would say, but the problem with bark is it gets a wee bit messy. But I don't see on it that black spongy stuff. I think that's the answer, and we'll maybe have to put a wee note down to the people who have sent us this questionnaire that you would need to have some of that round about the particular items in the park. But here's a really big question. Which of these pieces of equipment would you have as your top 6 choices? So we have listed a seesaw, a climbing frame for junior or toddlers, stepping stones, a junior assault course — that sounds very interesting — an area for football nets — that's a very good one, I'm sure — a climbing wall, a basketball hoop, a sand pit area, and a balance beam. So those are all very good questions that are asked, and all of the answers that we have to provide and send back to this particular group, and we'll be sending it back to them with our answers, and I'm sure they'll take note of it. Now, I thought it was really good to get this questionnaire, and really good that somebody was bothering to ask a question to find out what the young people or the children or the parents in Ballygowan wanted for the children in the playground there where we live. It used to be in the olden days when we were growing up, you got a park and they stuck in it a few swings and a slide, and that was it. Nobody asked you. But here people are bothering to ask you, and you will get what you're asking for, at least if they can do what they've been promising to do. Now, it reminded me very simply of something that the Lord Jesus said at Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, where he said, "Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you." The Lord Jesus was saying that if we ask him for the things we really need, then we will surely receive them. Now, he wasn't saying that if we ask for £1 million, we'll get it. He wasn't saying if we ask for a new car, we'll get it. He wasn't saying if we ask for a new computer, we'll get it. He was saying that if we ask him for the things that we really need, not the material things that so many people think they need, but if we ask him for the things we really need, then he has promised that he will give us them. We might think of the things we need. We need to be kept from harm and danger every day. We need to be kept from temptation. We need to have the Lord's presence with us. These are the things that we should be asking him for, whether we're at school or at home or at play. But the one thing that we need to ask him for, above everything else, the thing that we really, really need, is that we need to have our sins forgiven, and we need to have our sins completely taken away. And if we ask him for that thing, above all other things, God has promised in his word that we will surely receive it. I don't know if the boys and girls or the young people or the older people in the meeting this morning have ever asked the Lord Jesus to save you from your sins. If you haven't, then I encourage you to ask him to do it today, to come to him in prayer and simply say, "Come to my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus." And if we ask him for this, we will surely receive it, and he will come into our hearts, and eventually, by and by, we will go to be with him forever.